ARRL volunteers in the Iowa section have cause to celebrate. Their state-level advocacy work on behalf of amateur radio has resulted in an exemption to the state's hands-free law that covers ham operators. Iowa Senate Bill File 22, a bill addressing distracted driving, had been in development since 2020. Former ARRL section manager Lila Garner, WAZUIG, and Iowa Section State Government Liaison Alan Eckerson, WB0OAV, played a crucial role in fostering and maintaining key legislative relationships. Over the course of 5 years, they navigated the legislative process to ensure the continued exemption for amateur radio operators. Being proactive about sharing the good work amateur radio operators do was key. We presented a carefully crafted exemption proposal backed by evidence of our contributions as a radio service, said Garner. The texting bill passed the Iowa Senate with a vote of 47-1 on March 18, 2025, and the Iowa House passed it on March 26, 2025, with a vote of 54-11. On April 2, 2025, it was signed by Governor Kim Reynolds and goes into effect July 1, 2025. The process encouraged Eckerson. Every legislator I spoke with appreciated the public service that licensed amateur radio provides. They also acknowledged that the responsibility demonstrated by amateur radios was great, and I was impressed by their willingness to exempt amateur radio from the texting bill, and was so humbled that we have a duty to preserve this awesome reputation. There is an effort underway to save some of Marconi's original towers, and an online poll is open for people to vote on it, being a restoration project through the Next Great Save project from the National Trust for Canada. Some of Marconi's first messages were received and transmitted by the Battle Harbor Marconi Towers, thought to be the last of their kind standing in North America. News of Admiral Robert Perry's 1909 North Pole expedition was transmitted by these towers. And after 100 years, the Twin Towers are in need of repair. To honor 150 years since Marconi's birth, there are a number of events planned around the world to observe Marconi's birthday and International Marconi Day. In the United States, from the port of Baltimore, Maryland, the nuclear ship Savannah Amateur Radio Club will operate K3S on April 26th from 1330 to 2100 Zulu. And you should check spotting networks for the exact frequencies there. And you can see QRZ.com for information about the Savannah Award.